And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 3rd of February, 2014. It's the birthday of Norman Rockwell, who said, "I was showing the America I knew and observed to others who might not have noticed." He was born in New York City, 1894. Awkward boy, pigeon-toed, bad eyesight. He was skinny, had trouble reading and writing, but he did show some talent as an artist. In the evenings, his father read aloud from Dickens, and while the boy listened, he drew illustrations of the scenes. He became a full-time art student. His career took off. He was hired by the magazine Boy's Life as a cover illustrator. He went down to Philadelphia to meet the editor of the Saturday Evening Post, who bought two paintings off him and three sketches. And Norman Rockwell had realized his great dream to become a regular illustrator for the Post, which was the most popular magazine in America. Eventually produced more than 300 covers in about 50 years. He was not taken seriously by critics for a long time, though he did have a show in 1968 in a New York City gallery. Willem de Kooning came, and Andy Warhol, and admired him. And the Guggenheim launched a major retrospective in 2001, more than 20 years after Norman Rockwell's death. It's the birthday of Elizabeth Blackwell. 1821, Bristol, England, came to this country as a child when her father set up a sugar refinery in New York. She had a woman friend who was dying a painful death from uterine cancer, and that convinced Elizabeth to go to medical school, the only woman at Geneva Medical College in upstate New York. When her anatomy professor came to the section on reproductive organs, he asked her not to attend, and she argued to be admitted, and she was. And she became the first woman to earn a medical degree in the United States. Her sister Emily was the third. In 1853, she opened a clinic that became known as the New York Dispensary for Poor Women and Children near Tompkins Square. She started a medical school for women in the late 1860s. But she did not believe in germ theory. She believed that disease came from moral impurity, not from microbes. So she was opposed to inoculation and vaccines, and she believed in spiritual healing. It's the birthday of the novelist Richard Yates, Yonkers, New York, 1926, a writer whose work influenced many other writers but never sold all that well. He died in 1992, few of his books still in print. But a group of writers, including Richard Ford, Michael Chabon, and Kurt Vonnegut, championed his work and brought many of his novels back into print. And it's the birthday of the novelist James Michener, born Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 1907, an enormously successful author of historical novels, sold more than 75 million copies, made a great deal of money, lived a very frugal life, and gave most of his money away over his lifetime, about $117 million, to various institutions, including the University of Texas. Here's a poem for today by Ron Padgett, Inaction of Shoes. There are many things to be done today, and it's a lovely day to do them in. Each thing a joy to do and a joy to have done. I can tell because of the calm I feel when I think about doing them. I can almost hear them say to me, "Thank you for doing us." And when evening comes, I'll remove my shoes and place them on the floor and think how good they look, sitting, standing there, not doing anything. Inaction of Shoes, Ron Padgett, from his collected poems, published by Coffee House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.